to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Yeah, welcome to Drinking Bros, kids. Wednesday afternoon, having some seltzers. This is our last day this week. Pre-recorded fake news for tomorrow. D'Anthony Holloway is going to Washington, D.C. to have a very fancy dinner with all the Washington Commanders, a.k.a. the Redskins, and our good buddy Scott Davidson from Burbiz will be there as well. So I thought I would take the opportunity to have an old homie on the show who we've never had on before, but we've been chatting back and forth online. It is the president, CEO, inventor of Thigh Huggers. Welcome to the show, Lance Liggett. How are you?
Good, good. Thank you so much for having me. I just landed a few minutes ago from Tampa, Florida.
Yeah, you
got here, and I'm excited to be here. I consider myself one of the original OGs of Drinking Bros, I guess back in 2015 when it was started. So I'm glad to be here, and you know, thank you for having me. I love what you guys have continued to do and grow with Drinking Bros.
Yeah, man, I appreciate it, man. We've been getting fucked up. Cheers. I know we're drinking the hard AFs today. I got a flight out to Nashville tomorrow to test out the new flavors, and really going for it today. No, I feel like I'm really going to go for it today.
First time trying it, sadly, but it is amazing. I'm a seltzers guy. I love it.
Same.
And I will continue to drink these. I'm excited for these to get down to Florida.
Well, they'll be there in a few weeks, my man. Good. So we open up in stores there. I want to say in 3 or 4 weeks, somewhere in there.
Well, I'll go and be a taste tester for you and like pour cups for people. Just let me know.
Job, by the way.
Yeah,
you know
I'll
right?
do it. Oh, yeah. Let me know.
So I think it was Total Wines, maybe, that was like, hey, are people going to come in and do tastings and all that stuff? And I was like, can we send anyone? Because I'd love to send you and like...
Send Lopez down with me.
Lopez, Lazaro Lopez?
He would probably drink all of them himself. So.
Yeah. Hey, man. Seltzers,
we're out,
bro.
Sorry.
We're partying, man. We're partying. No, but thanks again for being here. Yeah, like I said, Dan had a flight out earlier, so it's just you and I making love today. And what'd you bring us? Show the audience here the new Hard AF Thigh Huggers.
So we went ahead and did a custom brand of Thigh Huggers for Hard AF.
Oh,
you know,
that's nice.
You got to make sure when you get drunk, you remember what you're drinking. So
that's awesome, man.
That's what we got. Maybe you'll see them in the future. You know, make sure you drop some comments if you like them.
Yeah, I greatly appreciate. I've got them on right now. I'll stand up. Here we go.
Cue the built-in tan filter. Beautiful. Let's see. Do the spin. You got to do the spin for them.
Yeah,
they got to see the hard AF.
They got to see the ass, dude.
Yeah, there you go. That's the money shot.
I'm a white man these days, man. I'm a white man. I have not seen the sun in a long time.
I like to say all thighs matter. So, you know, they could be pale, they could be dark, they could be tan. It doesn't matter.
Sure. All thighs really do matter.
Yep, they
and
do.
That's the God's
thick,
honest
thin,
truth.
Thin, big, small.
Were you military? Is that what made you start this company?
I was. So back in 2011, I went through the TACP schoolhouse, and that's where I met Jared Taylor, and we always wore Ranger panties. Went through a few different businesses, and I was in the Dominican Republic wearing my competitor, the original Ranger panties, the Sophies.
Okay, yeah.
And I had a pair of yellow Ranger panties on. And I went down into the water. I stood up completely see-through, balls and everything.
No shit.
Everything was, so I kind of sunk back down in the water. And I started thinking, I'm like, I've got to do something. And about a year and a half later, so I was working out in the gym, and I started to see my friends buy the short shorts that I was wearing.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I'm a wild guy. I like to be unique. I want to stand out. But I couldn't find anything that had awesome designs that fit well. And it's a little bit more durable than the original pair. So that's kind of where Thigh Huggers came to be. And from there, it kind of just continued to grow. I was working as a full-time firefighter, fire investigator. And this took off. So last year, I went full-time into the brand and moved to Florida. And I pack, ship, write letters. I do everything myself right now and continue to grow the brand.
How is it?
I love it. You know, I would say... For anybody out there who's going to open their own business, and I'm sure you know.
Oh, yeah.
You know, being a firefighter, I've seen everything you can imagine. I was on, you know, sonar and dive team, so I dove down to rescue dead people underwater. I've seen everything that you could imagine. Running a business is one of the most stressful things you could ever imagine.
Yeah.
But it's fun. You know, it's I like to call it chaotic control. So you have control of what you're doing, but at the same time, it's new, so you're making it up as you grow.
Yeah, and I mean, look...
The stress element to it that you were talking about is real, and it's fucking intense. Mm-hmm. And every day I feel like I'm going to die. And that's what owning your own business is like. And it's not fun. I always told people, I was like, dude, if there was like a massive investor, right, I would just hire a CEO so you could do the fun shit. Because I love podcasting every day. I love writing books, scripts, movies, all that stuff. I love doing that every day. The business aspect of it fucking sucks. I mean, you take this morning, we had Ross Patterson Revolution. We recorded Fake News for Tomorrow before Dan left. And then it's immediately on to contracts because we got listeners in the studio today. Immediately on to signing like wet contracts at a law firm and then racing back across town to do the thing you actually love. And you're like, motherfucker, yeah. Man.
You know, it never stops, but that's the greatness about being a business owner. You have to go through the trenches, if you want to call it, to be able to get to that point to where you have somebody else managing the business.
Yeah.
You're doing the fun stuff. And, you know, I've only been in business for 3 years now, so I'm slowly approaching that goal.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I went from working 7 days a month to working 8 days a week. And, you know, it's not made for everybody, but that is the fun part because you can see what you grow, and if it fails, it lies on you, no one else.
Yeah, and then if you do too well, like this, what is it, thighhuggers.com?
Yep, thighhuggers.com.
Thighhuggers.com. Go and buy every set of thigh huggers there on the site. I just want to add more stress to you because that's the other part of this.
Yeah,
is
oh, definitely.
Sometimes you sell too much, like the seltzer. Sometimes you sell too much, and then everybody wants more product, and you're like, holy shit, I got to get funding for that. Like, that's a lot of goddamn cans. I'm sure it's the same with these where you're like, holy shit, am I going to run out of these?
Yeah, you know, it can be, but something like thigh huggers, when I first started, it was kind of the supply and demand. When I would sell out, people would know that the inventory was gone,
mm-hmm.
but they would wait. So, you know, I'd get them to sign on to our emails or SMSs, so I'd let them know as soon as we restocked. And as you grow, that's a lot of businesses don't make it past 5 years because they're learning that fine line between how much inventory do I get? Do I get too much? Do I get too little? But as long as you are a good person and you know, I talk to all my customers. I love the brand. It's a community.
Yep.
We bring people together, same as Drinking Bros.
Yeah.
You know, totally, you know, there's tons of different people in different work atmospheres and whatnot. With iHuggers, it's the same thing. We have different people with different goals. And we get them to really like the brand. So they're willing to wait. But as I grow and they work with me, it becomes much easier because then you know you can kind of, you know, see how 2-3 years out is going to be and plan ahead for that.
Sure. And, you know, I know everybody in the Drinking Bros groups loves you, all of them. Because if you don't know, we have a ton of private groups on Facebook. I think there's maybe 600 subgroups in there.
Oh,
it's crazy. And you're one of the favorites in there. Let's talk about the mullets.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bring it out.
There it is.
I'm coming for you, Lopez.
Go
last
to a
row.
Single there. So let's start with the sides. Now, I like these lines. Are they called the Stars and Stripes lines?
No.
What do you call
this? This is three for Dell Earnhardt. Hey, you didn't know this? Yeah, no.
Dude,
this,
I didn't know
this
that.
Is for Dell Earnhardt, and amongst the we call it the mullet community.
Yeah,
Scott Lopez and I run two of the largest mullet pages on Facebook.
Yeah,
and you know, there's rules, there's guidelines. You know, if you go too far back, it's going to be a faux hawk.
Sure.
So there's certain things you got to follow, certain guidelines. But you know, everybody amongst the community knows that it's three for Dell.
No
so Dell
way,
Earnhardt.
Dude.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
So when you see that, they know. R.I.P. Yep.
I never forget when he crashed in the wall at Daytona. Yeah. And a little piece of me died that day.
And I can't say that I had a mullet back then, but at the same time, you know, that continues to bring the legacy across. Because mullets in NASCAR were super huge. So,
But I think you grow into a mullet, right? Like, it finds you. I don't think you find the mullet.
No, it is definitely a lifestyle.
Yeah.
We've sponsored two NASCAR trucks so far with Thigh Huggers and the Mullet Changed My Life page. And to go to we went to Talladega last year. We went to the Texas race. So it's amazing the community that we have and the people that get behind it. So the mullet, you know, that is in its roots for NASCAR.
Yeah, three for Dale. God damn it,
three
man.
For Dale.
That made my whole day. I don't really give a shit what happens the rest of the day.
We're done. Drink it up.
I've always exactly. Cheers. I've always wondered what that was. You've got Billy. Who do you got up there? Billy Ray Cyrus up there. Let's see the back of that. Do you mind turning around, spinning around? Okay, great.
Stand up or?
Whatever you want. Look at that. You got cut off jean shorts. You got some jorts on.
Yeah, we actually sell jorts, thigh hugger jorts.
No shit. Those are nice, dude. And that hair, Is that a perm or is that naturally curly? Or did you perm it?
Look at his hair. It's straight.
Mm-hmm.
That is exactly how my hair is. So I went with the perm to kind of give it a little
more flavor. So you did go with a perm.
Yep. I get permed every 3-4 months.
Oh, that's nice.
So it does shorten up the length. Like, I'd probably be a little bit past the shoulder.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's really goddamn nice.
I appreciate it.
You got a nice head of hair there. How old are you?
I'm 33.
Oh, perfect, man. Yeah, you're going to be fine then.
Still growing. My mom still and dad growing. Had gray hair, so.
They had gray hair?
Great.
Oh, hair. Great hair.
Well, it's gray now, but.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
They're in their 70s, so.
Yeah, because you always wonder when somebody builds a life with a mullet, if they go bald, does it kill your identity?
No, so we also have a thing called the skullet. And that is the ones who lose their hair on top, and they still have the mullet in the back.
Yeah.
So skullets are, you know, outside of the mullet community, people may be like, oh, what is that? In the mullet community, skullets, those are our OGs. Those are the guys who had the knowledge, still have the knowledge. They had a mullet back then,
yeah,
but they lost the top hair, and, you know, that's still family.
And they pass it down to future generations.
Yeah, exactly.
Pull up, Bob, can you pull up a picture of a skullet for the audience there? Because I know what it is. The first thing that comes to mind is that guy from ESPN. Mom!
So, you got to watch out because, like, in Australia, like, he's probably from Australia. Shit.
This guy?
That's not a natural skullet. Natural skullet where they lose their hair.
Yeah, that's he definitely shaved that. So he definitely shaved that. That's Benjamin Franklin's got a skullet.
Exactly. So, like, mullets were back along, like, the, like...
Oh, yeah.
Long
1770s.
Yes.
Look at that, dude. Yeah, homeboy who just shaved his shit. That doesn't really count.
And they actually, like, they wore the wigs with the mullets.
Yeah. Well, you have to, right? Yep. You have to. Is skullet a popular term, or do we just make that up here?
Skullet. Skullet's what it's called.
Bob, type in skullet and see what comes
skullet.
Up.
You also have the frolet, which you can imagine what that is.
What is that?
A frolet?
Yeah, what's that?
It's a black person's mullet. The frolet.
A frolet. Okay, yep, I gotcha, frolet. gotcha. For black people.
Yeah, for black people.
That's nice. It's nice to include everybody.
Oh yeah, women mullets are coming back. They look great. You know, they were big amongst the 70s, 80s. There's some great pictures you can pull up for that as well.
My mother-in-law has a mullet. I don't think she watches this show, so she's not going to hear this.
Bring it back. Bring back the women mullets. I think they look great.
I'm meeting up with her for dinner later. I should get a pic of you two together.
I'm
just
down.
The mullets. It should be like, what the fuck are you guys doing? And it's like, hey, dude.
Living our best lives.
I think it's about the same length, too. Isn't that crazy? What do we got for the skullets, Bum? S-K-U-L-L-E-T.
The definition I've found on Wiktionary is a more extreme version of the mullet hairstyle in which the hair at the back is kept long, whilst the hair on top and the sides is shaven in a buzz cut or skinhead style.
Patrick McGroin, love that name, in the chat.
Yeah, of course he has them all.
Big fan. He said Hulk Hogan had the ultimate skullet. I would agree.
Yeah.
He had that. He owned skullet. It forever. I mean, that was crazy to me. Because, like, even Randy Savage, are you a big WWF guy? Like
old school? I watched growing up. I can't say I'm a hardcore fan, but yeah.
All right.
I watched.
Because Randy Macho Man Savage was losing his hair. He went with a bandana. So yeah, pop up old school Hogan there. Look at that.
Yeah,
skullet.
Hogan went with a bandana as well. But yeah,
that's beautiful.
We'd consider that a skullet.
Yeah, it's great. Hogan, sometimes bandana, sometimes not. I think that was some NWO days. He was wearing the bandana, but that's normal. And he was not afraid to rock it. That was the first time I've ever seen it. In real life, where somebody wasn't ashamed of it. Yeah. Usually people will shave it up and go a bozo ring.
Yeah, no, in the mullet community, it is great to have a skullet. You know, having a mullet means that you're not scared what other people think. Even when I was a firefighter, I had a mullet. I went through a phase where my fire chief was like, your mullet's getting a little too long. And luckily we were union in Illinois, so we kind of got that squashed real quick.
Was he worried that it was going to get burned off?
No. So you wear a hood called Nomex. So it's underneath the hood. So your mullet's never in front of anything.
Mm-hmm.
So it was more of some city council members who were a little bit older didn't like it.
Yeah.
And we had to have the union stand up for it, saying it doesn't affect my job and whatnot. But,
you know. Yeah, man. Look, the comments are on fucking fire right here. that skullet human meme is... all the shit. I haven't seen the skullet meme. Who was the guy from ESPN? The old guy who he passed away.
John Clayton.
Yeah, dude. That was one of the best commercials ever. He had a skullet in that one, and then he took it off at the end. Is that a dreaded one? Is that dreadlocks, Bob? Can we pop that up? Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, John Clayton died. R.I.P. R.I.P. to that.
The dreaded.
Oof. That is something else, dude. My God.
Yeah, in certain holidays, a lot of people with mullets like to get their back of their mullet, like, braided.
Yeah.
So for 4th of July, I had my hair braided.
You ever gone down to Jamaica or anything and gotten some cornrows?
Not been to Jamaica yet, but.
Oh, really?
No.
I went down there. I got cornrows one time when I was down there.
I mean, most of the Spanish-speaking countries, except for Jamaica. Are they? They're not Spanish.
No, they're not. They're Jamaican, yeah. I don't really know. Like, you assume there's something where you're like, man, that's hard to understand. Yeah, Rasta. I'm not sure what it is. It's hard to understand, and who gives a fuck? Yeah. You know, they're having a good time.
Enjoying your best life there.
Exactly. Exactly. What's it like getting pussy on the streets?
Well, so
easier or harder with a mullet?
I have a girlfriend now.
Okay.
And so it's definitely harder. No, but I would say when I was single, it wasn't bad. You know, you're a unique person. You like to stand out. You're not scared of what people think of you. So
yeah.
Having a mullet, it's a lifestyle. And
is she with you because of it?
Yes. So she actually, before I moved to Florida, she found me on TikTok. I was vacuum cleaning my hair. On TikTok.
Yeah, you bet.
Yep, and she found me, commented, and then I moved to Florida. She lives 3 hours away. Somehow we matched on Tinder. So she
3 hours away?
Yep, she like, I said she stalked me down. But
yeah, she probably did.
Yeah.
She probably did. But and then how long have you guys been together?
It was for the mullet. So we've been together for 6 months. We've been talking for a little over a year.
Okay. Yep. It's not a Manti Te'o sitch?
No, she's real. We hang out every weekend, so I consider myself a stepdad now, so.
She's got a couple
two kids.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And what do you tell the kids about a mullet?
So the little one who's 5 years old, Hudson, he had a mullet before, so he's starting to grow his hair back out to get another mullet,
Nice.
Which is awesome.
Hell yeah, dude. So,
down for that. Feels good.
Yeah. Lopez gets a lot of pussy from the mullet and everything else. It's crazy.
He's the man. If I had a pussy, I'd give it to him.
Yeah, for sure. Yep. For sure. I remember the first outing we sent him out on, first or second, he ended up banging a Waffle House waitress in, I think, Arkansas, maybe. And he told the story on the show, and she tracked him down. Yeah. Getting his
tracked
beach.
Tracked him down good? Did he get free Waffle House that night?
No. I wish. I think we would all have sex with a waitress if we can get free Waffle House, right?
Well, usually if you're going to Waffle House, you probably had, like, 25 hard AFs.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. I used to eat that shit sober every day.
Yeah.
In high school, I would go every single morning. There was within five square miles of my house in Georgia.
Wow.
So we would go all the time. We would go there for lunch, dinner, everything else. And like to this day, I had a business dinner in Dallas a couple weeks ago. And on the drive back, I hadn't seen a Waffle House here. And I passed one. And I was like, man, if it wasn't 2 a.m, because I had to get back to the wife and all that stuff. And I was like, man, if I didn't have to drive home right now, I'd stop, get a gigantic meal, and then just black out in a hotel room. But, you know.
Wake up feeling good the next morning.
Yeah.
We have them quite a bit in Florida.
Every few miles.
So I think maybe 2-3 weeks ago I went.
Down in Tampa?
Yep.
By the way, Hogan's got a joint down there in Tampa. You been down there?
I have not been to that. And I think so does.
Clearwater.
What's the motorcycle? Orange County Choppers.
Yeah, yeah.
He's got a restaurant down in St. Pete, I believe.
Yeah. You guys get fucking wild down there, man.
You know, I call it the United States of Florida. It's great. You can live your best life there, and it's beautiful. Weather is great year round. You got the ocean, and it's just.
But that side of it,
yeah, it's
in the Gulf, because that water is like bathwater in the summers.
It's beautiful. The best beaches you can imagine.
I lived in Clearwater for 1 year growing up. My dad got transferred, and then we were there for a year. Didn't enjoy it that much, but I wasn't older.
Yeah, you're younger.
Like, at your age, fuck, dude. Clearwater? Right. I mean, you can bite someone's tit, and they're not going to say anything. They're just like, hey, man, it's Florida. Like, I knew what I was getting into when I went out tonight.
It's a hot market, too. Like, just buying houses, looking for real estate there is definitely difficult right now. Everybody wants to move there. It is such a great time.
Yeah. Well, there's no taxes and all that other shit, so.
Yeah, that's great as well.
Yeah, good for you. God damn it, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I forgot to mention for everybody who's listening, if you use Drinking Bros, you get 20% off thighhuggers.com.
Yeah, let's go.
So, yeah.
That's awesome,
just
dude.
Type in Drinking Bros at checkout and get your 20%
off. Fuck
yeah,
dude. Get some of these goddamn thigh huggers. They're the best. Bob, you got any mullets for us? I want to get your opinion on some of these here. Let's start with Billy Ray Cyrus. Let's start with Top of the Pops there. Put him on screen there. Kind of an OG, first one to make this really cool. Can you think of somebody else before Billy Ray Cyrus? It's hard, right?
No, yeah, especially in my age bracket.
Yeah.
I would definitely agree with that. We have, of course, we have tons of people in the group. We have the Godfather, Big Scott, who's got a mullet down to his ass.
Sure.
And of course, he's probably had it longer than all of us
being
alive. But that's a great mullet. I would say before I got my perm, that's what my mullet looked like, except for the comb over. I consider mine like a modern day mullet. I've got the little comb over, swoop up.
Sure.
And then of course the perm. But I had the straight hair when I first started growing the mullet.
Okay. So, all right. Who's up next, Bob? Who do we got? Who do we got? Bobby. Oh, shit. Stamos' mullet in Full House. I forgot about this mullet. This was a great mullet, and it's John Stamos, who's so good-looking that the mullet was almost unnecessary.
And it's thick, too.
Really? It's
just,
Greek.
It's, yeah.
Yeah. They have great hair.
It's thick. Like, I'm thick. Sure I'm losing some of my hair, so I'm jealous of that.
If you do lose your hair, are you going skullet?
I would.
Yeah.
I'd grow it out. Hopefully I don't. I think I'm good. I take enough vitamins, and I think they have surgeries now for that. So,
well, sometimes they take, sometimes they don't. Yeah. LeBron James is a classic case that you can't buy hair.
Yeah.
That fucking dude. So what happens is they do a line in the back of your head, and it looks like it's a giant scar, and they're taking the follicles and then putting them everywhere else, and then you try to grow out the hair over the scar so nobody knows that you did it. His problem was the hair never took, and that's happened to a couple people.
I would rock a toupee if I had to.
Would you?
I feel like, of course, things will change in 30 years. Who knows, you know, how it's going to look. But right now, I'd say, yeah, I'd rock a toupee.
Okay.
Yeah. But I'd keep it looking
keep
good.
Keep the back and rock
keep
a toupee
the
on top?
Yep. Because, you know, it'd be a toupee, you know, comb over, so it wouldn't look too much different. You wouldn't even know.
I'm a big fan of that. Who else we got, Bobby? Who else we got on there? Scroll down. Oh, shit. Is that who I think it is? Pop that up.
Ellen DeGeneres.
Yeah. 10 out of 10.
fucking Ellen, dude. Holy shit. Who's like a little boy
who'd
for years.
Who you think that was?
Yeah. I was squinting. I'm going to be honest. Well, I'm going to take my time after saying that transsexual will play the other day. So, wow, dude. That was an old school mullet. That's a black and white photo, Bob.
And it looks good.
Yeah. You know? I mean, I guess.
I guess the only thing she changed is she cut off her mullet.
That's about it.
Literally about
pop that picture back up.
There's no change at all.
I mean, that looks like a little boy who's just out for the day, who's just like,
enjoying
hey,
life.
Hey, guys. Hey. Look at that fucking mullet, dude.
I like it.
I think that was big in the lesbian community in the 80s before you went with a pixie cut, because now everybody's got the no fuss haircut where they're like, I don't care.
Go deal with it.
I don't care. I don't want to deal with it. I just want to wake up, throw some pomade in it and rock. I want to get the fuck out of here and take my goddamn dogs. What do we got next, Bobby? Let's rock it. Let's rock it today. Oh, shit.
This for me
great
is the top
one.
Like three mullet all time.
You want to go
That's
ahead
good.
And give Bob some applause for that? I appreciate that, Bob.
With the dye, I love it.
Oh, yeah.
With the dye, yep.
Applause? Give Agassi some applause, please. Please? It is.
So it started out real, and then he went bald, and he started wearing a mullet wig.
Fuck you.
That's a
not
wig?
True.
Yes.
That looks real.
That is not true.
Yes, it's bald. 100% true.
That's a wig there.
That's
I don't
a
know
wig.
If this is wig or real.
Pop it on screen and let the people judge.
That's a wig.
That's real. He's got highlights.
No,
he's got highlights.
You look at his roots.
He
did both.
Dye a wig.
He did both. So he started out with a real mullet. He started balding rapidly, but he was a vain guy.
Yeah,
he was cool.
Image
he
is everything. Remember that?
Right.
That was the campaign.
So he started wearing a wig under a hat. He wouldn't do it without the hat. So when you see him wearing a hat later in his early days, like call it early 90s.
Right.
He's wearing a wig.
So okay,
that's a wig right there.
No, he's not wearing a hat.
No, so that's fine right there. And then you do dye it. So I've dyed my hair a couple times we were talking about it before, Gene Vandenham. Mm-hmm. And then we did this. Actually, I'm wearing the T-shirt today on accident, but Summer Swayze, when we did that, and I enjoyed it. I got a perm. That was the first time I got a perm, by the way. And it stinks. It stinks real bad. Nobody tells you that.
They're getting
it
a little
like
bit better with some of the, like, products that they put in your hair to like neutralize the smell, but
sure.
The first couple perms that I've had were horrible.
Yeah,
it smells terrible.
Smells awful. Smells fucking awful. Go back to that pick one more time, Bob, of Agassi. Man, look at that fucking dude. Damn it, man. Could you imagine having hair like that and then losing it all? How fucking shocking that would be to your system, man.
We have people in the Mueller group who get just the bottom of their hair dyed, and we call it thunder and lightning. So you have the lightning down below.
Oh, I'm a big fan of today's episode so much. Who do we got next, Bobby? Oh, are you trying to find a picture with him with the wig?
Yeah, I'm trying to find a wig pic.
Find him wigged up.
I'll see what I can do. I'll come back to that. We'll give you the next one.
Yeah,
first.
Find him wigged up and see what we can do there.
So we got Hulk. Here we go.
Okay, who do we got next? Who's this?
This is Toby.
Toby Keith? Holy shit, he's young there.
So that one's pretty close.
It's close. And I will say this. So I hung out with him in real life. At that point, he was all in on the mullet and everything else and the whole Toby Keith thing. But he was a lot bigger than that. I don't think I've seen Toby Keith at that weight for a while. What year is that, Bob? That's crazy right there.
It's just 93, I think.
It's before he had 9/11.
I was going to say, I knew him after 9/11 when he was huge, you know, and that was fun. And my buddy opened up for him. We got to party with Toby Keith. He's exactly what you think he is, by the way.
Down to earth.
Well, positive or negative, you know. We walked in, probably being a little too honest today after having a few drinks, but who cares? We walked into, where the fuck did he want to go? Saddle Ranch on Sunset. You remember Saddle Ranch? It's in all the movies, and it's got the bull on it. It's in the middle of Sunset, and they put it in every fucking movie there is. So it's got a bull riding thing, right? But everybody would go there, and it was kind of like a touristy type of place. There'd be a bunch of hot girls riding the bulls. You could buy a half a carafe of Long Island iced tea for $15 and just get shit-faced. Shit-faced. Well, he calls, and my buddy's like, hey, man, Toby Keith's coming, man. He was opening up for Toby Keith for like a year on tour or something like that. And he goes, let's all go out. And I was like, all right, great. Where does he want to go? And he goes, he wants to go to Saddle Ranch. And I was like, all right, we'll go to Saddle Ranch, I guess. Like, fuck it. But it was Tuesday, and there was nobody there, like, at all. And he goes, man, let's just go on private jet and go to Vegas. And I was like, Toby, I'm going to be real with you. It's still Tuesday. And that Tuesday is going to be the same in Vegas as it is in L.A., my man.
Doesn't matter where it's at.
Didn't give a fuck. Get on this jet, go to Vegas. And it was like that scene in Swingers where there's only four people playing at a blackjack table at like 2 in the morning. It's exactly what it was. It was nobody there. And he was so pissed off about it. So, yeah. Toby, at that point, after exactly like Delco said, after 9/11, huge high, you know? Tons of inspiration. And there hasn't been another one since, so... He's having trouble dropping hits these days, but, you know, we'll keep it open for another terrorist event for Toby Keith. We'll see. We'll see.
You know, in that picture, you could there's a couple of guidelines and rules to having a mullet. And you can see from my side, you have the back of the ear where it comes down.
Oh, that's great.
You cannot cut past the back of the ear.
Really?
If you go any further back, it becomes like a mohawk almost. So there's, you know.
There's rules to this shit. There's levels to
it. There's
rules.
You know, it's party in the back, business in the front.
Yeah.
So if you go past the ears, then you're kind of skirting the line.
Yeah.
And people will call you out. They'll know, which I'm all for. There's a lot of people who are starting growing their mullet. And they're like, oh, should I grow my hair out first? Or should I cut it to, like, get the shape? You know, I think you could do either or. you can grow your hair out, then cut a mullet. Or you could do the baby mullet.
Yeah.
Just make sure you keep in those, you know, those ear lines so you're not getting too far back because people will call you out. It's ruthless online when it comes for
No, I've been into your page, dude. People are out of fucks to give on there.
Yeah, Rocco had a little mullet going for a while before he started back filming.
Yeah.
So we'll have to get him growing it again.
Well, I think because his character's a veteran on the show. He was just here a couple months ago. Because he's a veteran on the show, I don't think they'll do it. Yeah. But in real life, he didn't give a shit.
I know his offseason in between shows, which I guess now they're recording nonstop because they got approved again recently.
Yeah, they got another season. They're usually off for about 3 or 4 months to write the full season. Then he'll be back. He's having some fun now, but he'll be back at it. Is that Agassi right there with the wig? Is that what you're showing me, Bob?
Yeah, this is Agassi with the wig.
So the blonde one looked much realer.
Yes.
Yeah, well, you could tell.
But the blonde one was,
the blonde one was real.
This was fake, but I'm going to be honest. As a kid, I didn't know, Bob. So no, you fooled me.
None of us. He admitted it later.
Really? And what, in a book or something?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, he admitted to that and like doing meth.
Do meth, lose your mullet.
Yeah.
Don't do meth, kids.
Some say they go hand in hand.
Well, yeah. Maybe you can grow a mullet.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's 50-50 shot.
Somebody once said that you have to grow a mullet to do meth. So we'll see.
I'm not on that track yet.
We'll see. No. Before we get to the rest of them here, we'll get to the sponsors. GhostBed.com/drinking bros. Labor Day sale, 50% off all mattresses, Ghost Lex, all that other shit. 50% off the bundle packages. That's the adjustable base and the mattress combined together. It's crazy there. It's crazy at GhostBed. They know there's a goddamn recession happening, and they're trying to help you out. This will go on until Tuesday, they said. So take advantage of it while you can. 30% off of everything if you want, like, the cover, sheets, just the adjustable base, or maybe just a mattress. I know also if you get a mattress, you're getting two free pillows, and the pillows are just as good as the goddamn mattress. It's a cooling pillow, which is nice because it's hot as fuck here, Lance.
I believe it. Florida's hot. It's actually comparable, but...
It is, but you don't have the beach.
Yeah.
Yeah, Florida wins.
Cooling pillows and
Florida
mattresses.
Wins, in my opinion, so I'll give this to Delco today. If you want to give yourself a little check mark sound, you can, dude, because you've earned it, Delco. Oh, you don't want it. Look at you, my fair lady. My little fair lady. That's amazing. GhostBed.com's got a 60-month pay-as-you-go program. No interest there as long as you have decent credits. So with all the 50% off deals that I mentioned, you can use that in that. And then walk out of there with a brand new bedroom set for about 18 to 20 bucks a month for now. Go to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros today. I say for now because that sale will end on Tuesday. Next up, we got hardafseltzer.com. Drinking them right now today. Bobby, how many stores we got? How many stores we got on hardafseltzer.com?
Some say 83.
Is it up to 83?
It's up to 83 in Tennessee.
83 fucking stores. I thought it was 73 earlier. Is it 83?
It's 83. The map doesn't lie.
Shit. I think that just went up 10, actually.
Yeah. Map don't lie.
That's amazing. Fucking A. Look at that. I'll be there tomorrow testing out the new flavors. Look, we have a store locator, so if you're anywhere around that area, look at that. Brentwood, Tennessee. Boom. You got the Total Wine, you got Sam's Discount Tobacco, you got Colonial Liquors, Filling Station on 12 South. We're everywhere. We're everywhere in the state of Tennessee. And if you're in Kentucky, hop on over the border to Clarksville. If you're in Arkansas, come on over to Memphis. If you're in North Georgia, go to Chattanooga. If you're in North Carolina, head on over to Knoxville. 12 packs are cheap as fuck. I think of that Total Wine, they're $17.99. I'll be there tomorrow, actually. In the afternoon, I'm stocking up to go to the Ohio State game. We are sending you and Lázaro López to the Texas game. So if you're at the Texas game, obviously college football starts this weekend. Find Lázaro López and Lance Liggett, and they'll buy you a beer. Mm-hmm. Now, I know what you're saying. Hey, Ross, I'm not buying all these people beers. López gives us the receipts afterwards, so that'll be going to the big guy here. 10% to the big guy, and then we'll figure it all out. So the rest of us, 41 states we ship to. We've got roughly just under 300 cases left of the OG flavors. The new ones will be coming out. I know they get canned on the 19th of September, and then they should be out like a week or 10 days after that. So get these while you can because they're selling out quick, and then you can compare the flavors afterwards. Each case that you get shipped to your house, every cent of that goes back into opening up a new state. That way you can have them at regular prices and you just get rocked in your fucking neighborhood. Florida is coming soon. Last but not least, drinkingbros.com. Click on the store, buy the merch, support the brands. I got the new Flex Fits hat on today. One of the reasons Lance is here is we're doing a deal with Thigh Huggers to try to get some Drinking Bros Thigh Huggers out to the world. We had some Silkies with a company maybe 4 years ago, and they sold out like that.
Yeah, we did Drinking Bros podcast about 3 years ago or so.
Dude.
And then we did Black Rifle. Black Rifle had like 200 pairs that sold out in about 2 hours.
I know.
So we're gonna make sure we come up with an awesome design. We do have a couple extra, so maybe you can raffle off a couple of
absolutely
the, Hard AF ones.
Absolutely, so. Dude. And that'd be a blast. Or you can come into the studio, watch a live show, and grab a pair yourself. That way you get to see it, hang out, drink, and then hear a bunch of weird fucked up stories, dude. I was telling these guys about killing child soldiers earlier, you know?
It's great life.
Rescue 16. But it helps the show. Go to drinkingbros.com and click on the store and support us. Thigh Huggers will be there soon. What's the next mullet week? What do we got, Bobby?
Kind of a shorter one.
All right, great. Yeah, this is Jared Allen, right?
Yes.
That's a pretender, correct?
Yeah, it's. I would call that a baby mullet. Baby mullet. It's just starting. It looks good.
He's on his way.
It's on the right path.
It's on the right path.
So here's
Gardner Minshew. Like I used to get called
best
that
in
all
the,
the
biz.
Time.
Best in the biz.
Before my mullet and my beard.
Yeah, he has better mullet. I don't know why they used this picture in particular.
Let's see it.
Let's do him some justice. Pull up the good one.
Oh, shit. Is that him bending down too?
Is that a...
Because that is a full skull shot.
Did he get arrested right there?
This one?
Yeah, mug shot. Mugshot. To the left. Go to the left. Two pictures over, Bob.
I don't know. This one.
Top left. There we go.
Yeah, so it's getting some length.
There we go. Here we go.
Yeah. Is that a Fu Manchu?
It's better, dude. Yeah, it's getting better. He's got a Fu Manchu. Yeah. So he's going to have a skullet. Like, he's losing.
Yeah, it's going back.
Yeah.
But it looks good.
It does. He's bending over in one of those photos, Bob. So that one's great right there.
Yeah, that's girth.
Yeah. And he's balding, you can tell, and he's going to have to get a skullet. Pop on out of that, Bob. There's one where he's just bending over. Let's see the full stretch of that. So it's third from the top there. There you go, that one. Let's see that.
Oh, he's got some lines in there?
He's got a lot of lines. This is more than a flag? Three. This isn't for Earnhardt. That might be an American flag. Do you give that extra credit?
So I will say, honestly, I don't mind which direction the flag's going. I think it looks great. You know, America. There are some people who will try to call it out and say the flag's not facing the right direction.
As far as on your head, right?
On your head.
Yeah.
For me, it's a flag on your head. There's no rules about it.
Sure.
I think it's great.
Okay.
But in the community, some people may say, the flag's backwards.
Right.
I think it looks great.
I'm going to be honest. After talking to you today, if it's not three lines for Dale Earnhardt,
it doesn't matter.
I'm not into it. I'm not fucking into it anymore. I actually said this. Dan and I did a show with the child mullet competition, and I said the exact same thing. I was like, dude, what are the three lines for? And Dan thought he was like, is it for Adidas? Which is also funny, but it's Dale, and that's the best of all time. Oh, yeah, way better. Yeah. Way better than that. Yeah. And I think that's probably what the child had it for.
Yeah, three for Dale for sure.
Yeah, you got to go three for Dale.
He's probably wearing Crocs too, not Adidas.
You have to.
Yeah.
You got to croc up. Are you wearing Crocs right now?
I just took them off. I got Black Rifle Coffee.
Okay.
The fundraiser the boots? That they did. Got the boots.
Yeah. Was that for the boot campaign?
Yeah, the boot campaign.
Love those guys.
I actually had Crocs on when I pulled up, but I was smelling pretty good from the flight, so I switched them out.
Yeah, you were.
Yeah.
First class?
No, I'm flying the back. I like the back. Everything goes down in the back. You know, you get extra drinks.
Sure does. Yeah. Straight shot or no?
No. Well, I will. I drink anything. There's no rules. I will say, first time drinking these,
yeah,
they're kicking my ass right now. I'm in like number two.
It's pretty wild, right?
Yeah, it's good.
Who do we got next up on the old mullet train? Bobby. Flex on it. Oh, shit, dude. I always forget that Mel Gibson had a fucking sweet
yeah
mullet,
I think
dude.
They all had
the whole Lethal Weapon series
shit. Yes. Dude, let's show some respect to Mel. Sugar tits, you know. If he doesn't get in the back of that, what is it, an Uber or a cab that night, do we know that he's a racist? Probably not.
He was driving.
What?
he was driving. He was pulled over.
Oh boy, that's so right. He called the female officer sugar tits.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch, Mel. Damn it, man. Can we be real about Mel Gibson? He's one of the greatest directors of all time. Apocalypto is the fucking shit. If he hadn't gone through what he had gone through, he probably wouldn't have won the Oscar for that. Braveheart was everything. He's one of the best directors. I'm not a religious dude, but Passion of the Christ was fucking
amazing.
Dope, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I sat in the theater and I was like, let's see the hype.
I'm religious and I thought it was amazing. It was good.
Dude, I wanted to see the hype of it. I was like, let's go. And I sat there in that theater and I was like, shit, I'll fucking convert. Let's go.
Yeah.
Like, this is awesome.
Especially Mel Gibson running behind it.
Fuck, dude. It was awesome, man. Hell of a mullet on that guy.
There's a lot of famous actors who've had mullets throughout their younger age growing up.
Sure. Mel, one of the best. He got his career back. I don't really know how, but he's in a lot of fucking shit right now. I just saw him. He was in that Will Ferrell Marky Mark movie, The Dads.
He was in the sequel too. I haven't seen it.
He was in the sequel too.
Seemed all right.
I watched it. He's good.
It's good casting. He's a great actor.
He's good.
He's charming.
I didn't see Fat Santa. I know he played Fat Santa in that movie. I didn't see it over the holidays. I'll catch it this next Christmas. Who do we got next, Bobby? Let's launch it. Let's send it. Oh, shit. Yep. Come on, dude. AC Slater.
Lopez.
Mario Lopez. This guy.
It runs in the Lopez family.
Does it really?
I don't know.
Oh, that's funny.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. Last name Lopez. Yeah. You got
to
have one.
You got to have a mullet.
He's never not had one in his entire life. And that might have cost him some acting gigs.
But he's got the thick hair. It's thick.
It's amazing.
He got the girth.
Pop him up one more time. If you look at his face, he still looks identical.
Yep.
The guy never ages.
Never ages at all.
He's drinking toddler blood. I don't know what it is, but it's a goddamn fine mullet. And bravo, sir. Bravo, Mario Lopez. That's really nice. And that's naturally curly. He's not permanent shit.
No, that's natural.
That's all real. What do we got next, Bobby? Pop it up for Daddy. Oh, shit. Come on. Now you hit the applause button. This is when we do it for Patrick Swayze. R.I.P. Happened to be wearing the shirt today. Totally an accident.
Are they coming out with
the applause? It's Swayze, dude. You're not giving him a louder applause than that?
The Roadhouse 2? Is that what I hear with... Is that true?
It's a reboot.
It is true.
With McGregor?
Making it. It is... Conor McGregor is going to play one of the bad guys.
And he's getting jacked right now, so...
Jake Gyllenhaal is going to be the Patrick Swayze character. I'm not thrilled about it. Doug Liman is directing it. He did Swingers, Born Identity, Mr. and Mrs. Smith. I mean, he's a great director. Yeah. It's just, why? Why are we doing that?
You know, it is an amazing movie. My buddy made a board game, and every time there was a cuss word or a knife or a stabbing or anything, you would drink. And it was kind of like Monopoly, but with Roadhouse. And it's such an epic movie. So I'm excited. Like, I know the different characters now, different actors, probably a little bit of a change of a plot line or whatnot. But I think it'll be good. I like seeing. I guess what would you call it? A sequel? Is that what?
It's just a reboot.
It's a
full on reboot. Yeah. Here's why I'm not a fan of that idea. Is I think when this happened, it was lightning in a bottle. It was a classic, and it was on accident. Because if you look back on it, what we love about that movie is how cheesy it is, and the moves and the fucking knives coming out of the boots and all that shit. And we were like, man. This is hilarious. And the blind guy who's playing
in the cage,
just dodging glass. And it's like, hey, man, you wouldn't be able to dodge that glass if you couldn't really fucking see. Okay. And now I know he's blind in real life, but he could be like Stevie Wonder. Stevie sees shapes. Do you know that?
I can't say I do.
Yeah, he does. He does. Stevie's not really blind. Yeah. He can see shapes. So I don't want to do a serious version of that because I don't think he can. And it's like, dude. Just make something else. I don't really fucking understand. I don't really get it. And then Swayze's dead, so it's not like he has a say in it.
No.
Now, if they bring back Sam Elliott, sure. I'll give it a go. And then I was in the hospital last year, and they had this like weird movie channel for the hospital and the hospital only. And it was a curated list. And so in the hospital for that long, you have nothing but time at night, you know? No visitors or anything else. Gotcha. And you're like, all right, sweet. I'll take another fucking
especially
Oxy
last year
and watch.
COVID,
oh, yeah, dude. Yeah.
Yeah.
Take another Oxy and put on this weird movie channel. Roadhouse came on. And I hadn't seen it in years. And I watched it. Not only did it still hold up, I laughed my ass still off. Good. And I still believed in Swayze and his whole bullshit. And same with Sam Elliott. And I was all in. And I love that fucking movie. Now we're going to ruin it with a reboot where now my kids are going to ask me about to go to see Roadhouse. And I'm like, God damn it.
The newest one.
Yeah. Because my oldest kid, he was asking about watching The Karate Kid on like Netflix the other day. And I was like, ah, shit, cool. I'm down. He's like, no, the one with the black kid. And I was like, the reboot of that. Sure. With Jaden Smith.
I always give him the benefit of the doubt, though. You never know until it comes out if it's going to be good.
Was there a reboot that you liked?
I don't know. I always think, even though it wasn't really a reboot, remember in... I'm not good with names, but Spartacus. Remember when the main actor got, I think, cancer and ended up passing away, and they came back.
Who was Spartacus? Was it Charlton Heston? Was Spartacus Charlton Heston, Rob?
No, that was.
Kirk Douglas.
Yeah, it was Kirk Douglas.
Kirk Douglas. Yeah, I apologize.
Yeah, and then they rolled out and they continued it, and it was still good. You know, it took a little bit to get used to it, but
yeah. Can anybody name one? Can you name a fucking reboot of anything that you thought was great or better than the first?
Well, I don't know if this really counts, but like the Nolan Batmans were better than the Burton Batmans.
It's tough. I like the cheesiness of those.
Here, I'll give you a perfect one. Ocean's 11.
Oh, yeah. Yes, yes, yes. It was good. Yeah, hey, by the way, they're remaking that right now with ladies.
There it is.
You're welcome. They're doing another one.
Yeah, no.
Another fucking
that's
one.
What Rob's talking about. He's a big fan of Ocean's 8.
Big Ocean's 8. It really brought it around. We can get into it on a full episode, but that really brought it around.
Sure.
And closed it out.
Sure.
In a way,
I did like that. Ocean's 11. I thought that was pretty fucking good. Yes.
I enjoyed Prey.
Prey, which one is that?
It's the Predator.
But that's not a reboot. That's just a continuation of the
story.
I guess it's like a prequel. I don't know.
It's kind of like 007. They switched the character throughout the entire
series. I think that's the only series that I can name that has gone on forever and I bought it all along the way. Yeah. There's only one Bond that I didn't like.
In the beginning, you're like, I don't know.
Yeah.
But then it's like, okay, well, it's still good.
There was only one Bond that I didn't like, and it was Timothy Dalton. He was the only one I didn't like. Everybody else I thought was dope. I liked, obviously, Sean Connery. Like, huge fan of Connery. Yeah,
Connery.
And I thought Roger Moore was fucking dope. Daniel Craig was fucking dope. I didn't like Timothy Dalton. Who was before for Daniel Craig? It was somebody else.
Pierce Brosnan.
Pierce Brosnan was great. Shit.
He's got a little out of control there at the end.
Nah, that's not his fault.
Yeah.
That's not his fault. But that was good.
GoldenEye is an all-timer.
And then I think they just recast it. If the rumor is true, it's Henry Cavill from See Superman.
For the newest?
For the new Bond, yeah. I thought, and that's a decent choice.
Yeah.
I thought Idris Elba would have been really fucking good.
Wonder what they're going to do after this next
or Tom Hardy.
Black Panther.
Tom Hardy would have been great too. Fuck, dude. Yeah. He would have been a great Bond. That would have been awesome. Yeah, with the Black Panther, I know they offered it, I think, to Michael B. Jordan, and I believe he turned it down because it's his best friend, and he was just like,
No,
Michael B. Jordan was the villain.
He was, but they asked him to remake the fucking thing with him as the dude, so I think he said it was just too unbelievable and everything else.
They need to cast Ruffin Torrance. He was in the Air Force. He's a two-time Mr. Arnold.
Okay.
And he would be perfect for the role.
All right.
Who
else we got on the mullet train, Bobby? Where are we going after Swayze here?
Chuck Norris.
Oh, shit. Yeah. There we go.
He can rock whatever he wants.
Chuckles, dude. Chuckles is back. I think he's 88 years old now, Chuck Norris, which is sad.
Yeah.
It makes me sad.
Well, he probably still looks like he's like 52.
Maybe. Yeah. But just at 88, you know that it's any day you're going to get that text message where it's like, hey, dude, Chuck Norris.
Hopefully not. I bet he can make it to 100.
He's 82.
Oh, he's 82. Shit.
82.
All right. Well, I think he's got a while then.
My dad's 76. And,
by the way, this is.
No, you're good. Yeah. I think you can go
to
88.
I bet Chuck would be like 100.
You think so?
I bet he'll make it at least 100.
Maybe.
He's in great shape right now. Does he have any health conditions?
No. Matter of fact, I got an email from somebody that he's doing a signing, I think, in Houston coming up. So he's still doing public events and everything else. Usually when people dip out of the spotlight.
That's when something's going down.
Yeah. There's a health reason. Like Connery, who we were just talking about earlier, he bowed out. Gene Hackman bowed out. And they were like, hey, I don't want anybody to see me like this. And I think that's smart. Johnny Carson did the same thing. He was like, hey, when I retire, you will never hear from me again, and I'll just be dead. I just only want you to remember me from the TV shows.
Enjoy your life afterwards.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Chuck Norris, though, still out there, and he's doing it. Yeah, he might go to a hundo, that guy. Who do we got after that, Bobby? Let's see these mullets. Oh, shit. Sheen, dude.
Yes.
Fuck. Fuck.
That's a good, honestly, probably a perm. Probably a perm.
Yeah. Has to be a perm.
Yeah.
Charlie Sheen, that was Hot Shots Part Two that he had that for. Charlie Sheen makes me sad. I love Charlie Sheen, and then
it went downhill.
Yeah,
from
it fucking sucked.
Yeah. No. He was a good actor. He really was. He was an amazing actor.
Oh, look at that. Do you remember the one from Major League?
So how would you classify this?
Yeah, what do you call it?
This is close cropped, but it goes deep.
That's not a mullet.
Okay.
No, that's just a haircut. That's just a haircut. That's not a mullet. No, there's no party.
No, there's no party. Like, it's just
like,
business.
Yeah.
It's just business right there.
You can't tell any difference between the sides and the top and the back.
Yeah, so. I like that. That's expertise right there. You're not going to get that anywhere else.
I like the cut. It looks good.
It's a nice cut.
Yeah, not
nice
a mullet.
Cut. What do we got next, Bobby? Who's on this list here? Keep going down. Oh, shit. I forgot George Clooney had a mullet in the 80s. Fuck me, dude. That's crazy.
I feel like they all had mullets back in the 80s.
Yeah.
I feel like almost every actor had a mullet.
I think that was from Facts of Life. Wasn't he on Facts of Life for a while?
He did have a guest spot on Facts of Life.
Yeah.
And he was rocking a mullet.
Wow, dude. Wow.
It's good.
I don't live there anymore. I wonder if I can say this.
It's all these like Italians.
My old neighbor was Joe from Facts of Life. Yeah, isn't that wild?
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Did he have a mullet?
She.
No,
she.
Did she have a mullet?
She did not. She did not. But Clooney did during that series. And I was a child, and I remember seeing it, and I was like, oh, fuck, what is that? It's a mullet. Look at him go. Who do we got next, Bobby? Oh, damn, dude. That's Bowie. Bowie, I mean, that thing was out of control. What do you even classify that as? Shit.
That's good. It's the,
look at how much hair
length,
that guy has.
The length.
The man could groom.
Yeah, he sure could.
So that's
double entendre right there.
That's all
Bobby.
A guy, right? He died.
That's a great line, Bobby.
Yeah.
You deserve credit
for
it. I think that went over everybody else's head, but you deserve credit for it.
He beat me to it. I was about to think that we can make the same comment.
Well, too bad. All right, Bob got it. Bob got it. That mullet is something powerful, fierce, everything else. Bowie was super interesting because he had cancer for years, didn't tell anybody, and then just fucking died, and then shot a music video about him having cancer and dying, and that was the last music video he put out. Yeah.
I guess it's a way to go out.
I think it was, what was it, Black Star, Bob? What was his last song? I am the star man, or Black Star?
Lazarus.
Lazarus was the name of the album, but
there's a song called Lazarus as well, because there's a music video for it.
Okay. But
lyrics are, look up here, I'm in heaven.
Oh, that's it. That's it. You're right.
That's deep. I guess if you're like, hey, look at
it. It's a sweet video. If you check it out on YouTube, you're just like, oh, shit. And it's dope. And he had these bandages around his eyes. I don't know what type of cancer he had, but even the producers didn't know. And he just kept working through it.
Well, I get that. Why would you want people to like see you in your worst? Like,
oh, totally.
You don't want people sad. Like, you've had a remember you for the best life that you had, for everything that you've done up until that point.
Norm MacDonald did that too.
Yeah. But I don't want people, if I died tomorrow, I don't want people sad.
I want it on air for ratings.
That'd be cool too. And a giant ass party. Like, stuff me with my credit card in my hand and rounds on me. Like, I'm at the bar with glasses because I don't have eyeballs. I don't know.
Sure, and you want to run up as much credit as you have.
Yeah,
right?
Let my parents do it.
Is that how it works?
Mom and Dad.
If you died with a shit ton of credit, would your parents have to pay for it?
Oh, I think it would probably be passed on to your family or whoever your
beneficiary
is. Oh, it comes out of your estate.
Yes. Yeah. It comes out of your estate. Yeah. That's correct. Yeah. That's correct.
Like, I'm in debt, but it's the bank's debt, not mine.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah. That's the way it is.
Yeah, good credit, whatever that means.
It's fine.
Yeah. What's that line? If you owe the bank $100, or if you owe them $100 million, the bank really can't really do anything about it. Or something.
No, I can't do anything about
it. Just never sign off anything to anybody for that much debt.
No.
But yeah, I don't know anybody.
Yeah. You know.
Sorry.
Most of these movies, I know I said this a few times, but most of these movies get sued, and they're registered underneath an LLC. For that reason.
Yeah, you go bankrupt and you're done.
And then
you're
like, great. And it's like $300 a month for 3 years. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah, bankrupt.
Sweet. Fuck off.
Smart.
Don't really care. Yeah. Next up, who do we got on that mullet list, brother? Oh, McCartney.
It's kind of a weak one.
You know, it's kind of weak.
This is like Wings McCartney.
Yeah.
I'm not really into this
one. He's treading the fine line. He doesn't have the business side.
He doesn't, man.
You know, it's still good party in the back, but it's
kind of careless.
Yeah. People will call that out. People say, you know, there's no transition.
People would fuck that dude.
Yeah.
And not know that it's a man.
They might grab his hair.
Yeah. I wouldn't count that one. will you grab me a peach out of the fridge back there?
Rihanna. Is that
Rihanna?
Yeah, she had a good mullet. She actually just a couple years ago. Her mullet is clutch. It looks really good.
God damn it, Rihanna.
Yep, she had a great mullet. And I think women with mullets are beautiful. They have gray hair. They do it well. And like, I like the big hair that they used to rock.
Yeah.
And it's slowly starting to come back around. So Rihanna had a good mullet.
She had a good mullet. Could not be hot. I've never seen a bad picture of Rihanna.
No.
Ever.
No.
Could not be hotter. That one I understand across the board with like everybody freaking out online for every move she does. Let's go for it.
Surprise me. So I've had the peach and the blue raspberry.
And the blue raspberry. So. Grab a lemon lime. It's surprisingly good for a lemon lime.
That.
Show Rihanna one more time just so we can see her. Yeah.
Now, this is the only billionaire
on
the list.
Is that a blunt? Is she smoking a giant blunt?
Yeah, oh yeah. She gives zero fucks, dude. You're right. This is the only billionaire on this list. Fendi, the makeup line, has made her $1 billion. Like, when you see a picture like this, pop this up one more time, Bob. When you see a picture like this, you understand why Drake lost his fucking mind. Like, you get it.
Yeah.
You're not getting better than Rihanna. You're not going back. It's not getting hotter. You're not getting more talented. You're not getting richer. You've lost it, life.
You're heartbroken.
Go ahead, Giorgio. Yeah, I know you're dying to jump in here.
I just want to show you this picture of Drake now. And I was waiting for Dan to flip
off. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead, yeah.
Did he have a frolet?
Drake has a new, like, Al Jarreau looking mullet.
Okay.
Have you seen this thing?
I have not. So
he's trying to get rid of the last album. So it's a bunch of distraction haircuts.
He looks like he works in a mall kiosk.
Yes, and he looks like he's 52 years old.
He's selling K-Swiss shoes now.
For real. When you see Drake's new haircut, you'll be like, "There's no fucking way. There's no fucking way he did this." And it's really fucking funny. Pop it up from the side if you can see it.
He was one picture right there. He's working on the frolet.
There's a better picture than that. He was actually at a casino and he's bent over And it's a full like algebra.
You like the bent over pictures.
Boom, there it is. Why? Because you want to see the whole haircut, right? Yeah, you want to see the whole fucking party.
Yeah, yeah.
There you go.
That's what we consider a frolet. He's got the, you know, it's nice business in the front. And
sure.
It gets thick in the back.
No.
That looks
shit.
Good. I like that. I like it.
It makes him look like he's 52 years old.
Yeah, but that's coming back. That's the with the frolets.
Okay.
Yeah, I like it. Looks good.
You're gonna give that
to
Drake?
Yeah, I'd give it to him.
All right.
I think he could rock it.
Yeah. Again.
No.
I'm with you.
No. Well, so you know, it's you guys don't have mullets, so you really can't say.
Who's that? Jamie Foxx?
This is the goat frolet.
Is that Jamie Foxx?
Yeah.
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 Yep. Guess how old? He's 18 here.
He looks younger now than he does at 18 years old.
Yeah, he looks old and young at the same time there.
Oh yeah. Love Jamie Foxx. That's so funny, dude. At 18, he looks like he's in his last year for the Colts as like a backup running back, you know? Or just like, hey, man, it's one more contract.
Yeah, he played running back without the grill in front of the helmet. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but the new frolets are actually like trimming up the sides. They're making it really stand out and pop. So that's where it's at.
Yeah, that's a beautiful thing.
What is that? Jerry curl juice in the back to get it all shiny?
A little soul glow?
Yep.
Who else we got next after Rihanna? That was a deep cut, Bob. I'm proud of you today. Ah, shit. Is that Bolton? There we go. Bolton, dude. Now, this guy's growing into a skullet right now because he's losing the top, but he's never shied away from
that. That's long.
It is long. Very long.
That's long. That's good. He's been growing that for a long time.
Actually, I think, who did we have on the show? It was, it's on True TV. Impractical Jokers. They were talking about getting Michael Bolton on the show. We paired the two of them together later on. I don't know if he's doing the show or not, so I'm not going to give it up. But I believe his hair is cut now, Bob, where he's got a short back front, and he's okay with like the losing his hair and shit.
Going.
Yeah, yeah. There's nothing you can do about that.
Yeah, own it.
Yeah, own it. Own it. Who do we got next on this list here? Whoa. Is that Doogie Howser, MD?
Yeah. Neil Patrick had kind of a mini mullet.
Who's the fucking pedophile behind him? Look at that guy, son of a bitch.
It's a good looking mullet. It's a good start.
It is.
It's shaped well.
Man, look at Doogie. I always assumed he was getting so much pussy back then, and then it turns out he's gay, and you're
Well, he came out eventually, but he still might have just been, you know, like, I don't know who I am.
Maybe.
Just fuck all these chicks. Like,
yeah.
He probably fucked a lot of chicks.
I think so.
I kind of think he did.
Yeah.
Like, I think his body count on females alone is probably more than the average U.S. male.
He's the only guy to... Here's how great of an actor he is. He's the only guy to come out and then take on the biggest, like, Lothario role in television history where he's just banging a bunch of chicks. Next to Charlie Sheen, I guess, in Two and a Half Men. And it was totally believable the entire time. He was so good on that fucking show, man. And, yeah, dude, fucking Neil Patrick, MPH. Son of a bitch. And if it weren't for Harold and Kumar go to White Castle, it never would have happened. Everybody saw that movie, saw what he did in that movie, and was like, oh, shit, he's fucking dope, dude. He's really funny. Good for him. That's a nice find, Bob. You're on fire today. Who else we got?
Surely we're going to like roll upon like Lopez next.
Oh, dude, Kiefer. Let's go. Kiefer, Lost Boys, epic mullet. Because this is like a punk mullet.
Yeah, that, definitely a punk mullet.
Yeah, this is a punk mullet.
Looks good, though. He's got like, good sides, good top.
Yep.
Spiked.
Shit, dude. Kiefer's still cool to this day, isn't he? Kiefer saw the ones, that dude, right?
It looks good. How many of these people still have mullets, I would wonder? That they still...
Kiefer didn't keep his. It's a little longer, but he didn't keep it. Most of them don't. Yeah. I think it's a phase for most people.
I think I'm going to keep it for a long time.
Yeah.
Unless like somebody offered me like $1 million maybe.
Yeah, to shave it?
Yeah.
They did that for ZZ Top to shave it on for a Super Bowl commercial.
Yeah.
To shave their beard when they were doing that for a while. But then they sold their entire back catalog and they were like, fuck you, we're rich. We don't give a shit anymore. We're going to do what we want. Who do we got next, Bobby? Ooh, Rob Lowe. This is an all-time pimp.
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody's fucked more women outside of Wilt Chamberlain than Rob Lowe.
I'd agree with that. I would say his mullet, pushing it.
Pushing it,
see,
right?
See how it flows over the ear to the back?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's coming from the front.
His look in Youngblood, when he was the hockey player in Youngblood, that was ultimate fucking peak mullet for Rob Lowe. And Rob Lowe himself, man, goddamn, that guy has 9 lives. I mean, he... he fucked a 16-year-old. You know that, right? And they did a whole roast about it on Comedy Central. Giorgio, you know this story.
David Bowie fucked a 13-year-old.
I know. And no, like, that's how both of them were able to beat that somehow. Like, fucking insane to me.
Yeah.
Look at that.
So this is more, this is Rob Lowe and Youngblood. So this is really like actual mullet.
That's there.
Yeah. Funny story about Youngbloods. The director wanted another take during the sex scene. And he goes, look, I'm sorry, Rob, it's not believable. I'm going to need you another take in this sex scene. And he goes, now we're good. Why don't you go ahead and check the tape, because I was really fucking her. And then just walked away. And then the rumor was that there was a bunch of like assistants, at, I think it was like Paramount or something like that, who were lined up outside the edit just to watch Rob Lowe fuck this girl. Go back and watch the movie.
Epic status.
Say that I'm wrong. Dude, he's a legendary. Legend. I'd love, no lie, to have Rob Lowe on this show. That guy's got stories for days, dude. Days. Because you got to think about like the Rat Pack and all that other shit, or the Brat Pack, I'm sorry. I mean, they were doing blow, and like there was no camera phones, no nothing. So like you could get away with it and have a great time.
Not get caught up.
It's a blast. Big fan of Rob Lowe. Who else we got there, Bobby? Who else we got here on this list? That's it. That's the end of it, huh? All right.
We got to pull up Lopez. Where's he at?
Last Row Lopez?
Yeah. 10 out of 10. 12 out of 10.
Really?
69 out of 10.
Yeah, pull up. Is, you know, is he famous enough that you can just type in Last Row Lopez on Google?
Surely. With his personality.
I wonder. Type in it on Google, Last Row Lopez, see if it pops up. If it does, it'd be amazing.
I mean, his Instagram pops up first.
Fuck
Instagram.
Yeah.
There we go. Bring him
go
up.
To images, see if images pulls up.
I think he just started working night shift.
Oh, well. Shit. He's that famous,
there,
dude.
Yeah, he's
there it is. Look at him, dude. Just look at this.
Oh, he's not in the last row there. What is he doing?
He's close to
he
the
jumped
last
down.
Row. He's close to the last row. Look at that, dude. Look at that.
I love it. I can't wait.
I think, was that at Arkansas? Can you see that?
It looks like
I mean, it's a red crowd. It looks like Arkansas.
Yeah, sure does. Son of a bitch. God,
he makes everyone else look like they're at a country club.
Yeah, he does. Sure
and he's
does.
Got like, he's got a mix of all different types of hairs. Like he's got the frolet in this picture.
Sure.
He's got the normal, like when he keeps it in like mousse or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's good.
Goddamn, one of the best to do it. If you guys want to meet them out, go to the Texas game this Saturday night. I think it's a 7:30 game. You guys will be raging, and yeah, man, it'll be a blast.
Yeah.
When's the last time you went to a college football game?
So I'm from Illinois, so Fighting Illini quite a bit. But
oh shit, they just played last week. They look good. They beat Wyoming.
Honestly, I'm more of a tailgater. I'll bet.
Yeah.
I'll tailgate.
Yep.
I'd rather be playing in the game than.
No shit. There. Did you play in high school?
I played football, wrestling. I was a pole vaulter, did swimming, diving. So I did quite a bit.
What position did you play in football?
So I was a free safety.
Okay.
It's like 175 pounds. Yeah. Pretty fast.
No.
Perfect for free.
Goddamn right, too.
Yeah.
Son of a Loved bitch. It. You could have made it, right?
Yeah. No, pole vaulting was my thing.
Was it really?
Yep. I had a full ride to college, go ROTC, and I hurt my back my senior year. So I jumped 15 in college, and then I started coaching. I've been coaching ever since.
You know what's funny? A buddy of mine, his kid does pole vaulting. Same thing. He was up for a bunch of scholarships and got injured.
Yep. It's an easy sport to get injured in, but it's amazing. It takes a crazy person who's flexible and athletic. I always said in track and field, the hardest event is pole vaulting.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like golf. You've got to be very coordinated and also be smart on your selection of clubs.
Sure.
Same thing with your poles.
Yeah.
It's there's a lot that goes into it, and you know, you got to have a good coach as well in pole vaulting.
Yeah, so. I coach myself on my own pole, but that's me.
You jump and everything.
Yeah, you get it. You get it. Now's the point of the show. We get to the Drinking Bro of the Week, which is someone who has inspired you or helped you become the person you are today. Who would you like to give the Drinking Bro of the Week to?
You know, honestly, I'm going to go ahead and throw it out to Nick Pompliciano.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I just talked to Nick last night. I watched his movie Send Me. It is on Freevee, which is Amazon's new free site. And you can watch the movie Send Me there. And he was asking for notes. We chatted for about an hour last night, super late. He's in Milwaukee at a screening, and I think he's going to D.C. today. Why Nick Pompliciano?
Well, he is a genuine person. And when it comes to business, he's going to set you straight. He's going to give you advice. He's someone, when I started a business, I reached out to him. Didn't really know him.
Mm-hmm.
And he would respond right back. You know, in the military community, everybody's there to kind of help you and support you. Nick is someone, he's running his own business, and I utilize Diesel Jack for a lot of my marketing. But Nick is someone who's going to give you straight up advice. And, you know, he's got a business to run and, you know, continue to grow his success. but he honestly wants to see the best out of people. And you can look at everything he's doing right now for Ukraine and Afghanistan and everything.
Yep.
He's just an awesome, amazing person. And he's someone that I look up to, and it's kind of helped me pass obstacles that I may have ran into in business. So yeah, I would say Nick, honestly, out of everybody I talked to, Nick is always there no matter what time it is. Like, you probably know, anytime you message Nick, he's right back to you. And he's just a great guy.
Yeah, and business-wise, I don't know if I've ever told this story on the show, but for Range 15, he actually did all the business on the back end. Like, I did all the production, but he dealt with all the business on GoFundMe, because we did a GoFundMe campaign for that, and I don't think people realize what a business it is, because you've got to get T-shirts out to people, coins, all that
everything.
Shit. I think there was like 6,000 or 7,000 people he had to personally go to, and he did all the business for that. And then even when we wrapped the movie, you know, you kind of use all your budget, and then you have a small budget left for music. And I was like, "Hey, dude, here are your options for music." And he was like, "Well, I want to get a Wonderful World in this." And I was like, bro,
it's not in the budget.
That was only at that time, I think it was only in one movie, and I think it was Good Morning Vietnam. And I was like, I can reach out to the estate, because it's Louis Armstrong. I was like, I can reach out to the estate. And I was like, I'll see what the number is. And they were cool, because it was a veteran movie, and they were like, "Hey, we'll do this." And I called Nick, and I was like, "Dude, can you?" And he was like, "Yeah, yeah." He's able to call all of his business contacts, and he did. He bought a lot of that music towards the end. He got the sponsors. He did everything for GoFundMe and all that other shit. And like, without Nick on that movie, I don't know if that succeeds. Yeah. To be honest, with you.
He is honestly a great person. I know you've worked with a lot of people in business. And
tons. And I enjoyed immensely. I enjoyed working with him.
It can get sketchy working with certain people, because, you know, you don't know truly where their heart's at.
Yeah. It sucks.
And Nick is both a great business person, but he also cares about the success. I know he's mentioned it before. He's put a lot of effort into other people.
Right.
To help them. And, you know, I definitely think he deserves it, because he's
the way it should be. You can't die with all of this knowledge. If you can help somebody else, because he called me last night about a filmmaking question. So him and I were talking about an hour about the film that he just did, and you can't die with this knowledge. Give it to somebody else at least, and then hopefully it'll help somebody do something great one day. And then congratulations. Yeah. We appreciate you having being on the show. Go to thighhuggers.com, promo code Drinking Bros, 20% off there off of all of these. Hold those up one more time for the old camera, and then we've got some listeners in studio. We'll bring you guys up one at a time. So you guys can give out your Drinking Bro of the Week. Who's first up there? There we go. Walk it on in. Walk it on in there. We'll have you swap out with Lance. We appreciate you. You got the shoot first, yeehaw later shirt on, dude. We appreciate you buying the merch.
Of course.
Welcome to Drinking Bros. You've been here partying all day.
Pretty much.
Thanks, dude. Thanks for being here. Tell everybody your full name.
Going to give you the easiest name in the world, Ross.
Okay.
David Jones.
Thank God. Thank God. All these years, all I've been waiting for is a David Jones so that I can't fuck it up.
Hey, you know, and best thing is I'm in the United States Navy.
Yep.
Work out of San Diego, so.
Congratulations. Yeah. How many years in?
15.
Ah, shit, dude. You're going the full?
Pretty much.
Yeah. You got to get that retirement at this point, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like what I do, you know, so I'm going to keep doing what I love and until I hate it, and then I'll move on to something better, but.
Yeah, of course. All right, but you live in San Diego. It's beautiful.
74 sunny year-round. Rains twice a year.
Fuck you, dude. Fuck you. Because you were here for the first show for Ross Patchum Revolution this morning, and then I bounced. I had to go to that fucking lawyer thing. And even in that short amount of time, sweating my face off. It's fucking 99 degrees. I'm just like, God damn it, man. Yeah.
Humidity kills.
We can't do this anymore. We live on the fucking surface of the sun down here. You know the drill at this point. Drinking Bro of the Week. Who do you want to give it to?
I'm gonna have to give it to my brother. Even though me and him never really got along as kids, but he was always there to support me. Visiting him down in San Antonio right now, so
awesome.
Like, he put me up without a hesitation of, "Hey, you're coming to stay with me. Don't even worry about a hotel." So
what's his name?
Sean.
Sean, what's he do?
Yeah, he runs a nonprofit right now for veterans, getting them back into work and helping
them.
You
can shout out
the
company if you know the name of it.
He never gave me the company.
You don't even like your brother enough.
He never told me the company, because like me and him, we haven't talked in years. Like last time we saw each other was December in San Diego, 2013-ish. when he was living out of Vegas.
Do you mind me asking when it was over? The reason why I ask it is I have two boys, right? Mm-hmm. And it would break my heart if they weren't friends the rest of their lives.
So he's 4 years older than me.
Okay.
So
same with mine.
I think it was the age gap for me and him was he had his group of friends that he always wanted to hang out with, and he didn't want to have a little brother tagging along.
Okay.
And stuff. But I think if me and him did keep in touch more, I mean, it would probably be a different story.
Okay.
But, I mean, I think it was because we were such a close-knit family when we were younger. We just kind of wanted to get away from each other and just, you know, live our lives and see what happens.
Sure.
So,
all right.
But, I mean, we still love each other. I mean, yeah.
I hope to be rich enough to buy, like, a bunch of houses around me, wherever we end up, and then my kids will hopefully live there if they want to hang out with us and shit. Because that's kind of all that's it. That's kind of all that's left at this point. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But dude, thanks for being here.
Of course.
We greatly appreciate it. How many seltzers deep are you today?
I went down one just because I got six cases at home and I got to drive around for a while. So,
I understand.
I figure I take it slow.
I understand it. Who do we got up next? Come on up, dude. Yeah. Come on up. Come on down. We're emptying out the fridge today. All the hard AF seltzers are gone. We got college football tomorrow night. Everybody's gambling on it, dude. It'll be in Nashville tomorrow. It'll be in Ohio State on Friday. Welcome to the show.
What's up? What's up?
What's your name?
George Perez, or if depending on what city I'm in, Jorge Perez.
There you go. That's because we're in Texas.
You got to let it loose.
You got to let the Jorge Perez.
Perez.
Yeah, there it
put
is.
The accent on the first D.
Oh, the tilde?
The tilde. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I carry that around. Yeah.
Nah, that's fine. I carry it, too, and I just gave it to you.
A little heavier, but.
Well, look, you know, it's what I do. It's what I do. How long have you been listening to the show?
So the first episode I listened to would have been the Schaub episode, so that was 17 or 18.
Schaub. Was it Brendan Schaub?
Yeah.
He was on 17 or 18?
I think so.
No shit.
It's been a while. So.
Oh, 2017 or 18.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay, cool.
1917.
Man, I forget, dude. I think we're on.
No, it's been a while.
Somebody brought it up the other day. I know we're over like 1,400 episodes
at
this point. I love Schaub. Last time I saw him was in Miami for the Logan Paul Floyd Mayweather fight.
That's where I'm from, Miami. Yeah.
He's pimpy, dude.
Yeah. I used to be a big Fighter and the Kid fan, which is why I ended up listening to you guys, but I haven't really listened to it since. But
no
I'm still
shit.
Here, so.
Dude, Brian Callen was here.
Yeah. No, I love the Callen episode. I've seen him a couple times.
He's great. I've known him for like 20 years, dude, and he's always been the same fucking dude, always been hilarious and everything else.
The show I went to see of theirs, he went around and shook everyone's hand. I mean, he's a really good guy.
Great guy.
During the show.
Great guy.
Yeah.
Who would you like to give the Drinking Bro of the Week to?
So originally I wanted to give it to Mark McGrath, singer of... Sugar Ray for teaching me how to fly, but I had to try.
I enjoy the joke. If anybody else caught the joke, congratulations. I enjoyed the joke. Just know that
I tried. Thank you.
Yeah.
No, I want to give it to my folks. My dad, mechanic, aviation mechanic, never missed a baseball game, never missed anything. So he's been there the whole time for me. And mom actually just retired, teacher, and I talked to her 2 minutes before I got here. So
that's awesome. You guys are still pretty close?
Very close, yeah.
That's great. I'm close with my parents as well.
I love it.
Yeah, same. It's always weird to me when people aren't close to their parents.
Yeah, it's never made sense to me.
It sucks. Well, you feel bad for it. Like, I know Dan had a fucking shit childhood, and he was just like, dude, I never talked to him, but I was like, I couldn't imagine that. And I'm trying to do the same for my kids, where it's like, hey, dude, you know.
My parents were always the cool ones that in high school, we always had the parties at our house, and they just said, hey, just nobody drives, nobody does anything stupid, you can have the parties here.
Smart.
And, you know, we've had an open line of communication, and that's the best thing I can recommend for you and your kids.
And my parents said the same with me. They were like, look, if you've been out drinking, no questions asked, we'll come and get you, and that is it, and we don't care, and there's no judgment, and, like, that made high school and life and all this stuff easier, and, great relationship with those guys.
Yeah.
Well, dude, we appreciate being here.
Thank you. Five in on these. Fantastic.
Shut the fuck. Are you on your fifth?
This is the fifth one. strawberry shortcake, the best one.
Really?
Yeah, I like it.
There you go.
I like it. Although Blue Raz, very good too.
They're all great.
Waiting for it to get to Florida.
Very soon. Very soon. 3 or 4 weeks tops. Tops on that one.
But thank you guys for having me.
It
this
was
is
supposed
awesome.
To be earlier. Somebody, I'll tell you. But look, I've been drinking 3 or 4 of these. Who gives a shit? Somebody bitched about a fucking shipment that was down in Florida because our shipping thing is out of there. And we switched over to distributors because we signed a big deal with, I'm not going to say what store it is, but I'm not allowed to, but We signed a big deal with them, and I said, hey, just pick up these extra cases. And they were like, fuck no, we want to sell these because these are selling out everywhere. And I was like, all right, man, I mean, I guess, like, shit. So it delayed it a little bit, but they'll be in stores everywhere, and it's going to go bug fuck. These are the new ones right here, Pina Colada.
I'm excited for that one. Actually, we were talking about it in the back. Yeah, the Pina Colada one I am excited for. That's probably my favorite Liquid IV flavor, not to keep plugging stuff. But
No. Yeah, we love Liquid IV. They're amazing.
Very good. So I'm excited for that one.
Who's last but not least here? Who else we got here? Come on down, dude. Yeah, you got the Drinking Dad shirt on. I've got that shirt as well, dude. I wore that on Father's Day. I wore that on Father's Day with my children's, and we had a nice day of it. Pull it close to your mouth.
One inch from my mouth?
1 inch. Yeah. There you go. You know the rules.
I do know the rules.
Maverick and Goose, 85.
85. Yeah. I mean, I'll take 24, but 85 will work.
How good was the fucking sequel?
It was good. I was a little let down because I waited for it to come to streaming.
Oh, you can't do that. You got to go see it in theaters.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. And after watching it on streaming, I realized I wish I'd seen
it. Did you pirate it?
It came out like 2 days ago.
Oh, 2 days? Where at?
I think I watched it on Xbox. Xbox.
You bought it?
Yeah. So I've got it forever. So I'll give it another try. And it was... It was good.
Look, there's a deep sigh because if you see it in theaters and you hear all the shit.
I think that was the mistake I made.
Shh, 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 right when it starts, yeah. And then you're like, oh.
Oh, no, that part. I love that part. The intro was great. I got psyched at the intro, and then the rest of it, I was like, just a little bit.
Just a hair off?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But
I understand.
I kind of expected Tom Cruise to die at the end.
Well, somebody else did. I was happy with all. I was satisfied with all of it. I think they kept him alive at the end just in case.
Right.
It did well and exploded.
Which it did.
Did it ever. Yeah. I think it's number 4 in the box office all-time highest gross right now. I know they're working on another one, and I think they want Miles Teller's character to take over and kind of lead the franchise from there. But I'm going to be honest. I'm coming there for TC.
Yeah. So I don't get me wrong. I don't think it was bad. I think if I had seen it in theaters, it'd be a different story.
Mm-hmm.
What had happened was.
Sure.
Went to the movies with my wife, and we had to decide between the Thor and...
Oh, you made the wrong decision, friends.
Made the wrong decision.
You listen to this show. I told you Thor was a piece of shit.
I know, but Ragnarok was the best Marvel movie that had come out. And I thought that they were going to try and redo the whole Ragnarok thing.
Right.
And... I think they just tried a little too hard and went over the top.
It was like 9 movies in one. It didn't make sense to me.
And Natalie Portman was a flop, I thought.
Yeah.
And it was just, in general, they tried to squeeze, like you said, way too much in. And I walked out thinking, probably should have seen Top Gun.
You don't want to see a girl who's 5'3", 120, trying to wield Thor's hammer. It's too much for me.
Yeah.
She's a great actress.
I think that's probably where my disappointment comes from. I know I'm probably going to get a lot of crap for saying that I wasn't as impressed with Top Gun as I should have been.
Wow.
But you
didn't watch it in theaters.
I didn't watch it in theaters, and I think that's probably where it came from.
It is. You go in there,
there's
some nostalgia about being inside the theater and then hearing all the shit and everything else. My story was I bought IMAX tickets.
Okay.
So, it was on accident.
Oh.
Just because it was sold out. I went opening night and it was sold out. I just purchased whatever was left.
Yeah.
And I didn't know it was IMAX. And my child, who's 8, wanted to see it because he saw the trailer. And I was like, yeah, it's PG-13. I'll take you.
Right.
And I was like, don't tell mom. Let's go.
Right. Yeah.
So we went. And then the engines fire up from the plane, and then
that intro scene
and I
was
like,
killer. Yeah.
Oh, and then my son looks at me and he goes, "Dad, the seats are shaking." And I was like, "I know, this is awesome." Yeah. He's like, "This is the greatest."
And it transitions right into Danger Zone.
Oh, bro.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah.
That
scene right there, killer. Absolutely, 100%.
So he made me go back and see it again, and even on the second run, I loved it just as much. I think it's a theater movie first. And then plus you're, 3 months later, everybody else has seen it and told you how great it is. And
I'm not upset that I bought it.
Okay.
100%.
Well, you own it for life now.
I do.
You own it for life. Yeah. What's your full name?
Joe Jansen.
Joe Jansen. There you go. That's a nice name too.
Yeah.
It's easy.
Off the tongue. Yeah. Smooth.
Yeah. Yeah. Smooth.
Yeah.
Who would you like to give the Drinking Bro of the Week to?
So I drove about an hour and a half to get here, and I've been thinking about this all day.
Okay.
I probably should give it to my wife, who just gave birth about 2.5 weeks ago.
Oh, all right. Congratulations.
But, yeah. I'm going to have to give it to my buddy, David. You know, he's been through a lot. He's gone through a lot.
Your wife went through a lot.
Yeah, well, the thing is she's not below average height and cross-eyed.
Like, oh,
David,
he is?
Like David is, yeah. And, you know, I just have to give it to him that is something that he's going to have to live with for the rest of his life. And, you know, I'm not saying...
Did a donkey kick him?
No, that's just...
He's born cross-eyed?
Yeah, just... Yeah.
Can they fix that?
They're trying.
All right.
They're trying. All right. But, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, if I had gone through his shoes and been where he is now...
Sure.
I mean, I'd still be better than he is. But I got to give him credit for trying.
Okay.
So that's who I got to give it to. And I know he's listening to the show. I got him into the show.
Right.
And so I want him to know that he's short, he's cross-eyed, and also, David, you're a piece of shit.
Cross-eyed David?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's his last name?
Dex.
Cross-eyed Dex fits better.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll call him Cross-eyed Dex.
Yeah, we'll work that.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, David, if you're watching this, I'm talking to you.
Well, if he's watching it, is he really watching it, or is he watching something else?
Yeah,
if he's cross-eyed.
If he's got two shows going on, he can watch them both at the same time. Yeah.
Does he have a Forrest Whitaker eye? Is it more like in the middle like that?
Yeah, it's kind of more in the middle.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, I know. It's not even, it's not even like a good cross-eyed.
I bet he's a voracious reader.
Yeah, yeah.
He can rock a Kindle, can he?
He can't read. Yeah, he's an infantryman. Yeah, so.
Cross-eyed Dex, I'm sorry for your condition.
Yeah,
okay?
Me too.
Appreciate you being here.
Thanks for everything.
Hopefully you had some seltzers some fun today.
Absolutely.
We all had some goddamn fun today. Go to thighhuggers.com, promo code Drinking Bros for 20% off there. Go to iTunes, rate the show a 5-star and leave a quick review. That's all the advertisers give a shit about. I know I said it 1,000 times. I'll say it 1,000 more. We got to get up to 10,000 reviews and then they'll get off our back. I think we're at 6,000 reviews now. Go to 10 so they'll shut the fuck up. Same with Spotify. 5-star, boom, walk away, no review. Don't think about life. Light somebody on fire and then just watch them walk away. Who cares? And if you're in the Austin, Texas area, like you see every single day, come on in, watch the show, have some hard AF seltzers with us, and then tell stories about your cross-eyed buddy live on air.
Yeah.
It's a blast.
It is.
Yeah.
It really is. I took a lot of joy in this.
Sure do. And since D'Anthony Holloway isn't here today, I'll say for Cross-Eyed Dex, I'm Ross Patterson. This is Drink.